Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report of the week of October 22nd, 2022. My name is Rio and I'm your phonologist for this week. On October 1st, sunrise was at 7:06 a.m. and on October 27th, sunrise was at 7:42 a.m. Sunset on October 1st was at 6:49 and October 7th, sunset was at 6:02. We have lost almost an hour and a half of daylight in 28 days. On Monday, October 23rd, Lila saw that it was thunderstorming, and she was surprised because she thought it was past the season for them. We approximately got 4/10 of an inch of rainfall during the thunderstorm. On Monday, the 23rd, Mason noticed that when he was at his house at the bus stop at 7:20 a.m., it was still really, really dark out. Lila noticed that almost all of the leaves have fallen from the trees except for a few. Lila also remembered that she usually hears frogs croaking at her house, but she hasn't heard any for a while. Laura has been seeing a lot of grouse lately this week. Caden has observed a lot of deer moving around. He thinks they might be preparing for the rut. Miss Rolfe's class noticed that most of the birds that are still here are collecting food, and Miss Rolfe saw two grouse eating apples off her apple tree. We think they might be stocking up for the winter. Indy and a few other students have noticed mosquitoes still flying around. This is surprising to us, as we all thought they would no longer be around in late October. Miss Rolfe's class was doing stream study on Thursday, October 27th, and we all were surprised to see a water strider. Did you know that since they live on the surface, water striders often eat land insects and spiders that have accidentally fallen into the water and struggle helplessly to get onto the surface? Water striders also eat mosquito larvae. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.